And cultivating the perception of impermanence is more possible, becomes easier, we could say, as the mindfulness becomes more continuous, as there's more momentum to the mindfulness. As the mindfulness is established, it becomes more possible to see the changing nature of experience. And yet, even as mindfulness comes and goes, there is the opportunity of recognizing the return of mindfulness when it re-arises. Mindfulness is arising. The impermanent nature of mindfulness being revealed. Just a couple of things to reflect on around impermanence a little bit more. This cultivation of the perception of impermanence attuning to how you're noticing change. That may not be, and often isn't, the actual insight, understanding into impermanence. And I spoke about this a little bit yesterday. Effectively, we're using our cognitive capacity, our understanding through our intellectual side of that we know things are impermanent and kind of orienting or attuning or inclining towards noticing that. And we can notice it, but often the in the cultivation of the perception, it's more like what I described about the vegetable chopping. You know, that it's, you're seeing that things are changing in a way. But it's more at the cognitive level. It's not really the deeper understanding of impermanence isn't necessarily being touched. And I think that's because the delusion of permanence is so deeply embedded into our human system. That there's a way that our minds in the realm of concepts carries a sense of permanence throughout our experience. And the insight into impermanence, at least one way that it can be experienced, or one way, it can kind of be a surprise, essentially. Like, what? That's gone. It's gone. Or something just popping in, and it's like, wow, that just arose. The understanding or the insight into impermanence is simultaneously helping us to see that kind of the arising and passing nature of experience, but also pointing to the unmasking of the delusion around the permanence. the sense of something passing away and disappearing, the kind of surprise that one experiences there, it's like it's gone. Some of that surprise is connected to the recognition that the mind had attributed some permanence to it. It's kind of shocking. And then the other piece is that as we do attune to the changing nature of experience in this place where the mindfulness gets more continuous and can actually see how experience changes moment to moment. And actually this too can be obvious in our ordinary everyday relationship to impermanence as well. Just recognizing how our mind is in relationship to this truth of impermanence. In the moment to moment unfolding of meditation, as I mentioned in the guided piece, that sometimes the relationship to impermanence it can be widely different at different times. And that relationship is often the place, actually, where the path is deepening. The relationship to, it's like that's the edge of the practice, we could say, in that relationship to impermanence. We might experience some distress around seeing that there isn't anywhere to land. And that is not a mistake. It's kind of, again, deeply ingrained in the nature of our system that humans seem to want somewhere to land, want to find some place to find this happiness. And so that this is revealed as we begin to touch into the impermanent nature of experience. It's not a mistake. It's part of how the practice deepens by opening to that relationship. Oh, there's fear and confusion as the mind sees impermanence. That's the next thing to know. Recognizing that. Can also be very delightful. Sometimes the mind is in a place of balance there, seeing how the change is unfolding. And yet then we can get attached to that and think that's how I'm supposed to be knowing impermanence. If it's not like that, if it doesn't feel delightful, then there's something wrong with how I'm paying attention. There's just so many different ways that this unfolds, and whatever is arising in this moment, the experience that's arising, how you are receiving that experience and your relationship to that receiving, that is where the path is. It's nowhere else. And so again, it's about the opening, the honoring, the respecting. This is the experience. There's no other experience that needs to happen for the Dharma to reveal itself. The Dharma's available with the arising of the sound of a barking dog, or the sensation of an itch, or the smoothness of a breath, or the experience of spaciousness. There's no particular experience we need to be having in order for the Dharma to be revealed. The Dharma is everywhere. Every moment available.